listen to The Word on iHeartRadio.
On Cue is sponsored by Q Leadership Institute on The Word, 100.7 FM.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Thanks for joining us. Friends, no matter if you are the pastor or the Snapchatter, the police or the parent, no matter who you are, you have two important days in your life. The first day is the day that you're born. And the second day is the day that you find out why. If you're listening, you've experienced the first one. And what are the second most important days? It's about discovering God's purpose, a calling, an election, a reason for being. And you have a purpose and you have a leader in that purpose. And thanks for joining us to allow you to take you on that journey of finding out why. Because our goal here is simple, to get you on cue with God's will, on cue with his calling on your life, which is your purpose, and get others on cue with that purpose by leading them. So why is this important? The world is fostering a generation. It tells me that my life is about me, and it's about me right now. This me now culture, filled with people who are starved, broken, desperate, isolated, with no purpose, bad leadership, no accountability for decisions, and revere only political correctness over revering biblical correctness. These unchecked gaps widening and warping our society economically, educationally, politically, socially, just like in ancient Jerusalem. That's why we use Nehemiah as a model for transformation leadership, who also led a starved, desperate, isolated people in closing the gaps around ancient Jerusalem and also closing a gap in a generation and building a way of life. He did it by he cued them up. He CUE'd them up. His C is for common ground. What can we agree on? It's the why we've come together. U is a unified thought. What vision can we share? Is the what we intend to do, and E is to equally yoke. What's the game plan? What success look like? And what we intend to do, that's how we're going to collectively do this together. So the basis of our ministry, Q Leadership, is integrate biblical principles of purpose and leadership using Nehemiah as that model to get people to do two things. One, get them to trust you, and two, get people to follow you and help you in discipleship and help you close your own gaps. And that's the reason for my new book as well, is The Leader in the Mirror, A Second Chance to Close the Gap. You can pick that up at Barnes & Noble as well as Amazon, as well as other venues. So before we begin, we'd like to go in the Lord in prayer. So Eternal Father, your loving, merciful, purposeful God, Lord, we just thank you for this day and this second day to serve you. We honor by your grace and your assignment. Lord, go before us today and lead and bless this ministry and our audience and all that are serving you. We know that this Q Leadership is your brainchild, but our calling in your name, we honor you today by doing two things. One, giving you the glory. Two, in serving this generation through Q. Lord, your word shares in Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Use this ministry, Lord, complete my second day. Align, equip, and transform some new leaders for your glory. Raise those transformation leaders or gatekeepers in your names, and help others hear that call, catch that purpose, and lead in the name above all names, Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. So what to expect today? We like to have a dialogue, about a conversation about purpose and leadership based in God's word. Equip leaders with a roadmap in order to tap into faith and building that trust and building that discipleship. We try to highlight everyday leaders who are making a difference. They can testify to God's goodness and also be in transformation in their own way. Our show is a lot of things, but it's not to criticize, but to shine some light on some truth and love. Not to tell you what to do, but provide a different lens in order to see things, and not to focus on mere symptoms of a problem, but get to the root of the problem. Treat the infection in the sense and not the runny nose. So today, as with any day, especially today, let's be open. We pray that we hear the Lord and not me. Have the right questions, no matter what the differences are. Remember that this life is about love and surrender. Let us be thought partners and have this fruitful dialogue. And there will be difference of opinions, of course, but let us do what a true transformation leader says. Let's agree without being disagreeable, especially with today's topic, Charleston, South Carolina, where vicious killing purely driven by race and hatred of a people. Dylan Roof shot and killed 9 people and who were at a Bible study at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina on Wednesday. Of course, you've all heard about it by now, but reports share that this young man entered the church, was welcomed for Bible study, sat for an hour to listen, didn't spray bullets randomly into the crowd, but walked up to each person individually and shot them, taking careful aim, calculating, killed 9 people, including the pastor, spared the life of one so that she can tell the story. I can't imagine the type of evil and that type of calculation, but our thoughts and prayers go out to the families of those who killed in this incident and not accident. to the family. Also, we have to pray for Dylan's family, who's dealing with this, who also with this shock as well, because we all collectively is about forgiveness and moving to one condition to the next. And this deadly, vicious attack has our nation divided once again on race, once again on guns, and once again about the evil past of a state or evil past of our collective nation. This hatred of race of people is the reason that drove this tragedy. But was it the root? You know, to all what I call the Reverend Sharp Jacks who is about civil rights. Yes, of course, that's part of it. It's not the time to find that Dr. King moment in reactive protests or some narrative protest. This tragedy is filled with all sorts of narratives. It is historically significant about Emmanuel AME Church for the fight for freedom. There is a presence of Confederate flag on the state capitol, which in my opinion needs to come down, but my opinion doesn't matter because I don't live there. But Charleston was a major, of course, slave trading center for the Civil War. They're touting that there was there's not a hate crime for South Carolina, and even of course Walter Scott was shot there by an officer in North Charleston. But this tragedy is a fertile ground for what we would call the problem profiteers that the late great Booker T. Washington warned us about over a century ago, as we see them from Ferguson to McKinney to Charleston, but not seeing them in Chicago, where black folks are getting killed by dozens, or in schools where kids are going educated of hunger, or not on Capitol Hill fighting laws that persecute followers of Christ. Even those who claim to be followers of Christ themselves persecute each other, or even showing up when a well-known food host calls someone an N-word, and then they'll stand with her or then go after the NBA team owner who doesn't say the N-word. There's a lot of inconsistency there. We just have to be aware. I'm not saying that individuals shouldn't stand in protest and look for justice and peace, but at the same time, we got to understand who we're allowing to lead and have a voice for people, even if we need that or not. But don't get me wrong. Now, this tragedy is about race. The other disregard for human life just because he felt like it. The other disrespect for a place of worship just because he felt like it. This race drove this, but it's not the symptom of what people will fail to address. Yes, there's a racism in this world in our nation, and there is a system of laws but there is not a system of laws anymore that we can't break down because of this. And what some of us don't realize is that, you know, there's a sacred utility of leadership that led this nation out of dark past before. And we're going to talk about some of that today. But some of that may not work today with today's problems, or even to politicians across or advocate groups looking at this incident and saying it's not and it's about gun control. Just to remember, Cain killed Abel with a rock. You know, 9/11 terrorists hijacked the plane with some box cutters and used a plane as a bomb. If even now ISIS terrorists cut off Christians' heads with swords, Nazis baked people in ovens, the Klan lynched people with the ropes. It is not the instrument itself. And with all of this, the second things we have to do, is tie this to some narrative or gun control, or another way to kind of treat the symptoms or really to get to the root of a problem. I know I'm going to a place to where it may be uncomfortable for some folks, but that's okay. But treating these symptoms that follow these narratives kind of distract us from the root of the problem. The root of the problem we're going to talk about today is sin and evil. Simple as that. You know, using our fingers to prick at a festering sore that divides our nation, divide our worlds, divide our people, divide the body of Christ. The other side of the arguments is not exempt from this, though. Denying that there's ever existence of some of these problems, or some of these sores, or some of these wounds are very short-sighted. To hear a leader say that that this was an accident due to drugs, it just made me laugh. It does not promote healing, especially because especially when you're seeking to be the leader of a nation. There are many things still in the nation that support that different narrative about racism. And the main one narrative is about, you know, get over it. Racism, slavery, lynching, all these things are the past, so get over it, all right? There's a narrative of being the benefit of the doubt, or he or she may have said or done something, but he or she, it doesn't have a racist bone in the body because I've seen them and I've done these types of things. And so, and even there's a narrative of what we caught last week a little bit, we're going to talk about on the next segment, is what we call birds of a feather, meaning let's keep the races separate but equal. You know, I'm not concerned. I'm really concerned about the leadership on all sides. And it doesn't exempt me. Yeah, I'm not saying that I'm not included in this. And it's just we realize that we are fighting for something that divides us, that's separating us, is infecting our persons, our families, our communities, our nations. And it just comes to bear when these instances like this. We've been talking about we've talked about Ferguson's. We've talked about Walter Scott. We've talked about Baltimore. We talked about all these elements in these last couple years of On Cue. It comes down to the very same thing. And so we're going to talk about some of that today. But I struggle today about determining the question of the day, because all this complexity of this topic, there's so many narratives, so many ways that we need to heal. There's so many things we need to stop doing as leaders, as family members, as fathers, as really movers and leaders of this nation, and all leading to so many questions that have, you know, that have themes of the day, you know, where I thought about, okay, is America separate but evil, or how to save the soul of America, or why we shall overcome won't work anymore, or it's time to sound a trumpet, because it's time to say to someone to stand and say no more of what both sides are guilty of. We're going to talk about that today. And those are relevant questions, but in Charleston, South Carolina, really is, what isn't the question? Which is really our question of the day. So helping us with that is you. So please call us today at 1-800-949-5973. Our inbox is on Facebook, on Q Radio. That's on-CUE Radio. Or catch us at Twitter at Q's Leadership at Twitter. It's also text us at 214-517-6104. I can capture there as well. So after the break, we'll start our dialogue and start answering the question of the day in Charleston, South Carolina. This shooting, what isn't the question? So stay with us. You can't afford to miss this. Our show is supported by Love Scarlet. It's led by a breast cancer survivor and an Army captain, and really standing in the gap for those who need it. So this is On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. We'll be right back.
Christian Talk Radio, The Word, 100.7 FM.
If your feet hurt as soon as you get up in the morning, pay attention. Good Feet, America's number one arch support, can help you get out of pain today. If you suffer from foot pain, plantar fasciitis, bunions, hammer toes, even flat feet, you know every step can hurt. And that is no way to live. The good news is that Good Feet can relieve your pain today. Visit Good Feet today in Fort Worth or one block south of I-20 in Plano on the corner of Coit and George Bush in front of Central Market. And their brand new location at 2615 East Southlake Boulevard, two blocks east of Southlake Town Square. Good Feet has helped millions of people around the world relieve their foot pain. With Good Feet's custom fit arch supports, you can be pain-free today. Visit goodfeetdfw.com. That's goodfeetdfw.com. Or visit Good Feet today in Fort Worth or in Plano. And their brand new location, 2615 East Southlake Boulevard. Good Feet, America's number one arch support. Go to goodfeetdfw.com. That's goodfeetdfw.com.
Shh, don't talk about it. There's a very deep stigma that exists here in Texas when we talk about mental health. People don't want to discuss or admit that mental illness is a real thing that affects people from all walks of life. And Carrollton Springs is doing something about it. 1 in 5 adults suffer from mental illness or addiction, so it's a common thing. And the sooner we admit it, the sooner you or your loved one can get help. When you call Carrollton Springs, a kind person will answer your questions. No judgment, just understanding and compassion. They work together to create a warm, first-class treatment experience for patients and their families. And with complimentary outpatient programs in Carrollton and now in Plano, they're ready to help you today. It's time Texas talked about mental health and did something about it. Call 972-242-4114, 972-242-4114, or visit carrolltonsprings.com. Carrollton Springs. There's hope. There's help.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-500-3471. That's 1-800-500-3471. 1-800-500-3471.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudeen posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Lumber Liquidators has one of the best selections of top quality hardwood floors, and now we've got them for less with deals on over 400 gorgeous styles, including some of our most popular floors, like pre-finished gunstock oak. It's one of our best-selling hardwoods, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get stylish wide plank hardwood. This week, 3/4-inch solid hardwood is an incredible 32% less than other stores. Get pre-finished hardwood from 49 cents. Plus, pay no interest until September 2016. For the flooring styles you want at a price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Christian Talk Radio. The Word. 100.7 FM.
And we're back. Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Remember, our mission here is simple, friends, to help you leave where you are by getting you on cue with God's will. Our show is supported by Love Scarlet. So today's question of the day is, in Charleston shooting, what isn't the question? Helping us with that is you. Please call us at 800-949-5973. Obviously, give me the old number to help us with that. Of course, we don't have a special guest today, but we just mostly want to have a dialogue. So a few things we want to share, perspectives as we kind of go through. So today we're talking about the vicious killing and purely driven by race, the hatred of a people by Dylann Roof, who shot and killed 9 people who were at Bible study, Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, Wednesday. Today, we usually have a question of the day, but I struggled with that question because of all, again, as I share the complexity of this topic. And so many narratives, so many things that's good with this, that's wrong with this, and such a need to heal our nation. So many things we have to stop doing as a people and as leaders, as followers of Christ and as builders of this nation. There's so many things that are said and done, and a variety of questions that I came up with. You know, is America separate but evil, or how to save the soul of America, or why we shall overcome won't work going forward, or time to sound a trumpet. These are all sorts of narratives can create it in this incident. We have what my I want to work on both sides of the issue here today, and just bear with me. And we have some problem profiteers, as I call, or some narrative changers that continue to stir the wounds that our nation has by pouring more dirt into those wounds. Not suggesting that injustices don't exist, they don't need to be rooted out, but profiting for those problems and chasing those narratives to stay in business because of money or power is not creative, is not supporting of the really growth of this nation. It only treats the symptoms themselves, number one, and number two, it creates more victims in that process, and it also needs to, three, it never solves the problem. Collectively, treating the symptoms, creating more victims, and never solving problems create this vicious cycle that we need to break. And no matter if you're black or white, no matter what creed or color, we have to break this cycle. They attempt to tie any news that goes on to an ongoing narrative. If it's inequality, if it's the evils of capitalism, is it the evils of evangelicals, or just to name a few, and even recently, just Christian as a whole, you kind of see that reverberate through some of the news and so forth, and it's just not appealing to me. On the other side of the arguments, no, No one's exempt for this. Denying the existence of some of these problems, of some of these sores, or some of these wounds are pretty short-sighted on those who debate this side, on the other side of the issue. And so to hear a leader again to say that an incident was due to an accident due to drugs, I know it was recanted and so forth. But at the same time, those things, if you meant it or not, don't promote healing. Does not promote healing, especially in these moments at this point. I shared before the break that there are many in this nation that support these narratives to support a different narrative around racism on the other side of the aisle. The main narrative, as we talked about, is get over it. Racism doesn't exist, or let's forget about it. It doesn't hinder you, or slavery is in the past, lynching's over. All these things are the past, so get over it, okay? The second one is the benefit of the doubt, is we should all give everyone the benefit of the doubt. That's what our system is based upon, having faith. And also, if of course our legal system is you're innocent to proven guilty, but he or she may not have done something or haven't shown that in the past, but of course make those types of mistakes. The third one I want to hit on just for a second, because it came up last week at the end of the show, a narrative about birds of a feather, meaning let's keep the races separate but equal. And let's talk about that birds of a feather. So last week we were discussing a related issue here in the DFW area with McKinney, Texas, where a cop mishandled a young black girl and pulled his gun on some young black teens at a pool party. We had a call at the end of the show last week with a personal viewpoint that we could have spent the entire show, probably the entire series on, and the person was Dean from Dallas. And I never forget Dean's in Dallas. He's probably a great caller, and I'll hopefully be able to call back at some point soon. But he stipulated that he loves God, that he grew up in the 60s doing his desegregation of schools, in a sense making him an expert. He didn't say that, but ultimately that's what he meant. That he followed Dr. King and his message, especially his message about not judging people by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, and which we all quote, no matter where you come from, you can quote that and you hear that because that reverberates of what we all striving to do. And then he said he would postulate. This when he said postulate, I knew is going to be a great call or a well-structured point from this individual. And because I'm a math major, and postulates are used in proven math theorems, it's something that's taken as true and as fact, and is really accepted as being that in order to anchor your argument or your point on that in order to prove or disprove the theorem. Apostle is also derived from the same root words for apostle, pontus, and so forth, basically the truth. And what he postulated that America had not should have not overturned separate but equal, and that ruled our next generation, really based on our last generation because of Plessy versus Ferguson, if you remember the court case. So it shouldn't overrule that. He further postulated that America would have been better off by keeping the education, just the education of the different races separate, because making the other side only should focus on making the other side more equal. And he also postulated that integration should have been gradual to give the race a chance to understand each other. And then he attempted to prove his point by using the word of God in Psalms 143, which shares birds of a feather flock together. And there's a lot in that. there's a lot in that. And we're not going to spend time on the show to talk about that. But there's much wrong in it, and there's much right in it. But where it was created a perspective that type of perspective, it can still poison certain situations, especially when you're trying to heal a nation, or sometimes it may prevent a nation, because I got a whole great response of saying, hey, you know, he was a racist. Well, he's a racist. Well, you got that from so many different people, even though I wouldn't call them that. But that's what I got from the response after the show. But the verse, though, tells us that people are like tend to associate with each other. There's no doubt, but it does not mandate it. And so, and for me, it is the same type of flawed logic that the other sides and all sides use to prove or disprove their own perspective, that makes their perspectives about them and right now and make them right. If Dean from Dallas had, in my mind, really loved God, as you shared, he probably would not have put his flesh feathers before his spirit feathers. and those are based upon the love of God through Jesus Christ. I'm not judging. I'm not saying. I'm just saying that that's a perspective, that that's a question we probably should have addressed. But like others who allow their heart, someone to be hardened or starved from the Spirit because of that perspective, and that's what mostly individuals from the Black or the African American side always think in the back of their mind is are they still feeling that way? And those are some wounds that we all it's going to take some time to heal. But ultimately, that's a perspective that people hang on to. But Deans of Dallas comments allowed me to bring up a point that's in a chapter 5 of my book too, The Leader in the Mirror. Chapter 5 is about steward leadership, and it's about those stewards that you give a system or a set of processes, and they follow that just like some great Marines. They don't do anything out of different. They don't do any try to improve it. And they should take care of it. It's like a steward over church. And that point is it also helps to bring up the point about narratives. So Dean of Dallas is really a steward of that narrative of separate but equal. But the most important thing that tells us, though, is that when a narrative becomes your mission, when a narrative becomes your purpose, that leader has either a blurred vision, number one, that leader has a masked vision, has a hidden agenda, or that leader has no vision at all. And that's what I think we're dealing with that. And a lot of leaders, not only just from politics, from the national office, but the state, local, and community, because our culture is kind of creating these narratives, and everybody's catching on to these narratives and just running with it and calling it leadership, and it's not. And that person, those individuals are stewards of that narrative, and his or her steward leadership will conform to that narrative and defend it at all cost. And that same logic and lack of logic and critical thinking just refuse to use it because it's about the survival of the narrative and by finding experts, tying it to an event that's anecdotal or feeding those stewards with a constant diet of communication and talking points. Just look at any incidents. You'll find this. You'll find it. They tie it to a narrative, no matter what it is, or at least try to seek and try to figure it out. Even if you're looking at some patches on Dylan Roof's jacket to even time all the way back to apartheid. It's just tying it to a narrative, to kind of build this story. And then even from, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm just letting you know that's what happens. Or then also, so feeding those stewards a constant diet of communication with talking points. If you Google the Charleston shooting, a lot of the mainstream media, I saw one say, here's the key talking points about this. And it all supports these narratives. And even in one case, there was a constant diet of communications where we see these talking points about nothing in America has changed. All white folks are still racist, or guns are bad. Okay. The other case, there's a constant diet of communication with talking points about this accident based on drugs, or it's a mental disorder. He was not really racist. So he had a black friend who defends him. And all of these communications are about supporting and keeping the talking point alive. And we have too many leaders. We have too many leaders where the narrative has become their mission, become their purpose. The narrative have blurred their vision and based on their own understanding and have a mask, hidden agenda, no vision at all. I'm concerned that this leadership in all sides not realize and accept, appreciate what we're fighting for at this point. We're so separated by this sin and evil. We're so separated by this heat and this hate and shame. We're so infected by hardening our hearts, and this does not birth healing. This goes for me. This goes for Dean of Dallas. This goes for everyone involved in this. And when Proverbs tells us that you trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your understanding, in all of this, it is the key to figuring out of where and how to solve and heal these wounds of our nation. Hear me here, is that our nation is looking for its second day too, because as Christ told us, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And I'm not trying to put a scare tactic on anyone, but ultimately we have to come together. So after the break, we'll continue our dialogue. This is On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. We'll be right back.
KWRG-FM.
Did you know that 85% of Americans rely on faith to bring meaning and purpose to their lives? It's pastors of the local churches that are God's voice in the community. And the Ward 100.7 FM can be the amplification of pastors' voices in our community. I'm E.Z. Ezell, Director of Ministry Relations, and I specialize in helping churches turn up the volume of your church ministry message. The Ward 100.7 FM is looking for visionary churches who want to engage our audience of seekers by taking your message into homes and cars of every neighborhood. We partner with growing churches through ministry programming and high-impact campaigns. Please give me a call today to talk about making your church grow and turning up the volume on your church ministry message. I'm E.Z. Ezell, direct line 214-561-9120. That's 214-561-9120. The Word 100.7 FM, changing hearts and shaping minds.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-661-8022. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-661-8022. That's 1-800-661-8022. 1-800-661-8022.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8888 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 8888.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lender's License number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Radio that will change your life. The Word, 100.7 FM.
And we're back. Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Power. Remember, our mission here is simple, friends. Help you leave where you are by getting you on cue with God's will. So remember that our show is also supported by Love Scarlet and as well as Q Leadership Institute. So today's question is about the Charlotte, South Carolina shooting, and the question of the day, what isn't the question? Helping us with that issue, so please call us at 1-800-949-5973. And so recall that this past Wednesday night, Dylan Roof shot and killed 9 black people who were at Bible study at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. You know, I just struggled, as I shared earlier, to determine the question of the day because of the complexity of the topic. And there are so many narratives and so many ways that we need to address throughout this, and so many things we need to stop doing as well. You know, what isn't the question is that there are things that we have to acknowledge and things that affect our nation and prevents us from healing. I want to postulate something, as Dean of Dallas did last week. You know, there's no one is exempt from this. I want to postulate, if you will, want you to take it as being true, that there is shame and unforgiveness and hate on all sides, if on this all sides of this race. And there are things we have to deal with this shame and unforgiveness and hate, because it's unforgiveness of the past on both sides. And even from the perspective that, coupled with fear, this division kind of manifests itself in an aggression between sides. If it's aggression through marching or violence or words or written texts or email, even on Facebook or social media, you see battles going over after this topic because of the shame associated with it, the unforgiveness, and also the hate that's associated with all these types of instances. It's also something about being self-righteous. It's imprisoned by our own self-righteousness. And those that we find ourselves in prison, if it's physically, mentally, or spiritually, we're enslaved by a pain, enslaved by worry or circumstances that keep us in prison and locked into this unforgiveness or this shame or fear or hate. Even from the perspective, I want to pick up shame, though. And shame is one of those that I've had to deal with, we all deal with, and we have all sorts of things that we got to try to release. But shame is in Hebrew, it's the same word for naked. And those that we still seem exposed or naked in shame somewhat have the same meaning. When we go through trials and tribulations, we have to, someone shared with me before, you got to be sick and tired of self and have to break through that exoskeleton of shame from someone from one of our prior shows. But that's essentially what we have to do. Is shame is so powerful. We saw shame on display in a way that I don't believe we have seen in a generation. I'll tell you why. There's been also in the news with the Rachel Dolezal, the white woman who's posing as a black woman. And there were and still are a lot of questions. But let me tell you, this shame is so powerful. You got to hear me here. So powerful and so deeply rooted in the swords and the spirit of us in our nation, that we have black folks, not just white folks, but black folks asking a question. And this question hurt me to the heart. It said, why would she want to be black? Wow. As though it was a terrible thing, and that she had to give up all the advantages of being white. And it hurt me just to hear folks say and ask that and really truly believe that to their spirit. And it's also like the same shame we're celebrating Juneteenth here in Texas. It's that same type of shame that I hear about some years ago when we created this film festival. Celebrating this Juneteenth weekend. It's really shame. It hurts and pains me. But if you think in this way, let me share something with you. And also one of the best movie lines I think been written. And I'm saying I'm the biggest movie buff, but I try to find things of purpose and leadership is in the movies. And if you haven't seen it, let me set you up. It was during the movie Selma, and there was a moment occurred where Coretta Scott King, who was played by Carmen Ejogo, and also Amelia Bornton, who was played by Lorraine Toussaint. And Amelia was a well-known advocate and member of Dr. King's Selma circle. As Coretta prepares to meet with then Malcolm X, who had shifted and broken away from the Nation of Islam, he no longer followed that, but he had changed and wanted to find a way to help Dr. King. So Amelia delivered the best speech in the movie, I think, and it was a very quiet moment. But it was easy to miss, but it was powerful and relevant today. And I've used it on the show before, but I think it's relevant for the shame that we're talking about here. And so she encourages Coretta by saying, I'll tell you what I know to be true. It helps me in times when I'm feeling unsure. I know that we are descendants of a mighty people who gave civilization to the world. People who survived the hulls of slave ships and crossed vast oceans. People who innovated, created, who loved despite pressures and tortures unimaginable. They are in my bloodstream, pumping
our hearts every second. They prepared me. You're already ready. That is a humble and subtle hype speech. I've heard one, but it applies here today. It applies here today to where it tells us that don't be ashamed of who we are. No matter what the story past is, we conquer us. If you want to look in the Word shares in Romans 12, I mean, Romans 8, 31 to 39, for the sake we face death all day, we're considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Knowing all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And for I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither present nor future, or any powers, neither height nor depth, or anything else in creation can be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ. That in itself should be wiped away all this shame. Shame of being black, shame of being persecuted, shame of where our hearts are hardened. We cannot even forgive ourselves, let others, and even forgive others in this process if we don't get away from this. In order to stop going through these cycles of despair that we're talking about, that we're marching about, we're singing about, in the same songs of if it's we shall overcome or get over it or birds of a feather, we've got to confront the reality that there's some few things we got to confront. And this first one we got to confront is that Charleston is only the symptoms of a larger problem. The larger problem at the end of the day is sin and evil. It is the very instrument that the evil used to keep us divided and distract us and keep us not realizing America's true second day of being really the true light of the world, as we say we want to be a beacon of light and so forth for the nation. But we can't do that until we understand that these symptoms, these instances are only symptoms of a deeper problem. There's a gang been a run up on us. The same gang has a country at odds with each other, and the same type of leadership does not work into this day, which leads to the second part of this, is that methods of the past won't work going to the future. A good friend of our family, she's a retired sociology professor who often talks about the logic in utility. And utility is, remind you, is a system of processes and resources to support a defined purpose, a method in a sense. And that purpose, she says, has to grow others and produce more individuals, make an intellectual leap in a sense to improve a situation. So she also shared, if it has utility, it uplifts. If it does not, it diminishes. And if our purpose and leadership is based upon shame and forgiveness, we are growing others marching with the same shame and forgiveness. If we are growing more the same harbor, the same shame and forgiveness and hate, and I'll postulate that we cannot make the intellectual leap in order to prove the situation, because in order to make an intellectual leap, you've got to have faith. And how can we far harbor shame, hate, and forgiveness and have faith? So the utilities of method of the past to say there's won't work because you know why? There's no love. There's no love in it. When we see people stomping on the streets and at justice, no peace. There's no love there. It's nothing but hate and unforgiveness and shame of where you are. And the second thing I'll tell you about this reactive protest, I'll talk about that once we come from the break, but it is something that we have to make sure we understand that the methods of the past are not going to work going forward, because we got a gap that we're trying to address. This is On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. We'll be right back.
Christian Talk Radio, The Word, 100.7 FM.
From Plano to Denton down to Louisville too, Huffines has it. Also in McKinney, we'll prove it to you. Huffines has it. Service, selection, savings and more. Feel the excitement when you walk through our door.
Huffines
has it.
Huffines
has it.
Huffine Chevrolet's Vehicle Upgrade Month has been extended throughout the entire month of June, which means you can get in a new Huffine Chevy car, truck, or SUV for perhaps a lower monthly payment than you're presently paying. This could mean newer technology, reduced maintenance and repair cost, a longer and more comprehensive warranty, increased safety, and better gas mileage and finance terms. For more, click to Huffines.net or find new roads to Huffine Chevrolet in Louisville or Ray Huffine Chevrolet in Plano.
This is a message for everyone who suffers from tinnitus, the constant ringing or buzzing in your ears. Right now, RingAway is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of a new breakthrough that combats ear ringing. That's right. We're giving away free bottles of this fast-acting breakthrough to everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. Just call 1-800-448-9977. If lines are busy, try again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer. RingAway is our number one product for ear ringing, and there's nothing like it. Powered by fast-acting, doctor-recommended ingredients, it's scientifically designed to combat ear ringing and buzzing so you can work and sleep in peace. But you can only get a free bottle by calling now. Take part in this special nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. If you want the ringing to stop, call now for details and participate in this special nationwide giveaway of RingAway. For your free bottle, just call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-448-9977. Hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-448-9977.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-500-5236. That's 1-800-500-5236. 1-800-500-5236. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you say.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring, and we've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents. 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from $1.59. Plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 27. Hurry, clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is Christian Talk Radio, The Word, 100.7 FM.
And we're back. Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Remember, my mission here is simple, friends, to help you lead where you are by getting you on cue. So before I step forward and try to close out today, I want to say Happy Father's Day to all those who are out there. My wife asked me this morning, hey, do you miss your father? I lost mine a couple of years ago. I said, well, I do. I have my moments throughout the year, but when you know he was always there. And also, when you leave nothing unsaid or undone between it, you know, it makes things, the pain, easier along the way. So, hey, hug your fathers, love them, and reach out. If you're strange, reach out, close the gap between the two. So I want to share that, and Happy Father's Day to everyone that's out there. So today we're talking about this shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, and our question of the day is really, what isn't the question? And so before the break, I talked about there are some powerful things as we need to break the cycle of hate, unforgiveness, and despair, and as well as shame. And I talked about the first two elements, but Charleston is only symptoms of the larger problem. And the second is the method of the past don't necessarily work. And I was leading to the point to where we talked about you got to have that intellectual leap. How can we harbor
shame, unforgiveness, and hate, and not love. Because we understand that when in Dr. King's moment, when we were singing We Shall Overcome, it was about love. And the second part of that is one of my friends shared with earlier this week. It's about the protest is not being creative. Dr. King talked about creative protest when he studied by from Thoreau's writing. It's based upon refusing to cooperate with an evil system, where it becomes, he convinced that the non-cooperation with evil is just as much as moral obligation as the cooperation with good. And these reality, these utilities that we talk about, these methods, rally, march, shakedown, pacify, or even the other side, deny, control, negotiate, and payoff, is no longer a creative because the owner of these evil systems have seen it before. Satan has seen this, not only how it works, but Satan is not creative, and he is orchestrating the division because he's pricking at these wounds and manipulating our own fleshly feathers and being shame and being unforgiveness, being having hate. As long as we continue to have at odds in the flesh, he wins. As soon as we recognize this last point, we're better off, and the better off we'll be, is that we recognize that we're dealing with a spiritual battle. And we're better. It would be better off if it was once we understand that. But we can say it. We can say it because political correctness, or be afraid of it because if we've been labeled for some kook or something like that, or just being targeted about something. If we continue to listen to this me now culture, ourselves and media, all leaders, and there will be no faith in this justice and peaceable outcomes. There'll be no hope in healing, no hope and bring this for peaceful for in healing of this nation if love's not involved. Do you remember what Dr. King said to his opposers? He said, if you can't be nonviolent, don't get in. I'll postulate again today. If you can't love, don't get it. If you can't love, get out of it. The love of God through Jesus Christ is one of the things that can heal this nation. It brings a lasting peace. In fact, it will. Without it, we will continue to fester. It would only bring us a scab of peace, and just the wounds will open up again on the next Ferguson, on the next Charleston, South Carolina. It is also infecting us. And the only way through forgiveness and love and grace we can achieve this healing, and only chance for peace in this nation, is that spirit of forgiveness. Like the daughter of Ethel Lace, one of the victims said, I will never be able to hold her again, but I forgive you. That's what she told Dylan Roof. And have mercy on your soul. You hurt me. You hurt a lot of people, but God forgives you, and I forgive you. That's healing, people. That comes from the Holy Spirit, not a narrative, not a march, not a protest, not a flag. Our show is to help us to find this second day. And hear me, we have to help America fulfill this second day, this symbol of freedom. Before we can do that, we must reunite and stop this future exposure, because Jesus tells us in Matthew 12, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined. Every city, a household divided in itself, cannot stand. There are leaders who perpetuate this divide, not want the wounds to cling, but the politics to really keep us blinded and help keep them marching and shouting. I am sounding a trumpet, much like Paul Revere said it in the British accompany, a night call. But here's my call. Christ is coming back. He will come in like a thief in the night. And when I'm sounding his trumpet to all churches and all denominations, we got to come together and heal this nation. Not just with those you're comfortable with or the birds of the same feather, but everybody. Don't revere Paul Revere. Don't revere the politics of the day. Don't revere these walls of difference or revere the marches or even more importantly, the narrative. Understand that this is a spiritual battle. And the spirits are forcing our people to conform to these things because we don't know how to fight these spiritual battles. We need to equip us, not only about the good times in church and if pastor had was on his game today, or we need deliverance, my people. We need deliverance. We need to equip individuals in order to fight this spiritual battle. And this spiritual battle is not about candles and chanting, but about the light of Jesus Christ and the fire of his word. So without the love of Christ, a solution is merely a scab of an infected wound that will continue to explode if we don't get rid of the spirit of unforgiveness, shame, and hate, and get to one of forgiveness and love. So get on cue with God's will, get on cue with his calling on your life, and get others on cue with that purpose. And so if we live, Lord, spare. We live, Lord, spare. We will see you next week. And remember that our show is brought to us by Q Leadership, and is also brought to us by Love Scarlet, who's led by a breast cancer survivor and Army captain who is a Southern Belle and wife and woman of faith. Love Scarlet is standing in the gap for breast cancer survivors, families, and love and loved ones. And by supporting a network of those love, transforming these lives through tenacity, leadership, and resilience based on God's word. So find Love Scarlet on Facebook. And friends, we would love to continue to hear from you. Reach out and buy our book, The Leader in the Mirror. You can pick it up on Amazon as well as in Barnes & Noble. You can also reach out to us if you need support in your church about building leaders and closing the gap of all of those who are trying to grow, even as if it's new believers, if it's kids and so forth. And we have a lot of programs that we're working with throughout the year. So support us. Purchase our book, Lead in the Mirror, again, a second chance to close the gap. I have asked of you, put us on your prayer list, like us on Facebook and as well as on Q Radio. Follow us on our Twitter at Q Leadership. Invite a friend to listen to this show and also next week's show. Also, I will post these shows on our Blog Talk, blogtalkradio.com/onq. You can always go back and re-listen. If you're leading a church on the field at home or in the community or anywhere, consider us to enhance your leadership and get your flock on purpose. And so until next week, if we live, Lord, spare, have a great day and get on cue with God's will. Be blessed.
WRD FM.
If your feet hurt as soon as you get up in the morning, pay attention. Good Feet, America's number one arch support, can help you get out of pain today. If you suffer from foot pain, plantar fasciitis, bunions, hammer toes, even flat feet, you know every step can hurt. And that is no way to live. The good news is that Good Feet can relieve your pain today. Visit Good Feet today in Fort Worth or one block south of I-20 in Plano on the corner of Coit and George Bush in front of Central Market. And their brand new location at 2615 East Southlake Boulevard, two blocks east of Southlake Town Square. Good Feet has helped millions of people around the world relieve their foot pain. With Good Feet's custom fit arch supports, you can be pain-free today. Visit goodfeetdfw.com. That's goodfeetdfw.com. Or visit Good Feet today in Fort Worth or in Plano. And their brand new location, 2615 East Southlake Boulevard. Good Feet, America's number one arch support. Go to goodfeetdfw.com. That's goodfeetdfw.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-865-3959, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-865-3959, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-865-3959. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. That's 800-865-3959. Call 800-865-3959 now.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-8145. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, Ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-8145. 1-800-700-8145.
At Kubota,